Hello and welcome to another article. Now in this article, we are going to talk about personality and personality adjectives. If you want to talk about somebody's personality or describe your own personality in the English language, you need to know some personality adjectives. So keep listening to this audio file. First, let's start by learning different ways of asking about somebody's personality. There are three main ways of asking about somebody's personality. Number one is this question. What is like? Well, if you want to talk about Jack, you can ask, what is Jack like? If you want to know the personality of somebody's father, you can say, what is your father like? Or if you want to know about the personality of somebody's teacher, you can ask, what is your teacher like? So the first way of asking about somebody's personality is to say, what is, name of the person, like? What is Jack like? What is Jessica like? What is your father like? What is your teacher like? The second question you can use in order to ask about somebody's personality is, how would you describe, and then the name of the person. For example, how would you describe Jack? How would you describe your father? How would you describe the president of your country? How would you describe yourself? How would you describe me? It means tell me about my personality. And the third way, the third question you can use in order to ask about somebody's personality is this. How do you see? And then the name of the person. For example, how do you see Jack? How do you see the president of your country? How do you see your teacher? How do you see me? So three main ways, three main questions you can use. What is Jack like? How would you describe Jack? How do you see Jack? Learn these three different questions, three different ways of asking about somebody's personality. All right, now we know how to ask about somebody's personality. What's the next step? The next step is to describe somebody's personality. That somebody can be your father, can be yourself, can be your friend, or can be a stranger you don't know, but you are guessing. Now, to do so, which means to describe somebody's personality, you need to know personality adjectives in English. And that is what we are going to do now. Let's learn some personality adjectives. Well, before that, how do we use adjectives? We often use adjectives either before a noun. For example, think about the adjective shy. If you want to describe someone as shy, you can use shy before their name. For example, a shy boy, a shy girl, a shy teacher, a shy actor. So one way of using adjectives is to use them before a noun. Another way is to use them after a to-be verb. Am, is, are, was, were. For example, I am shy. You are shy. Our teacher is shy. The actress was shy. So you see, two main ways of using adjectives, either before a noun or after a to-be verb. Now, let's get into it. To do so, I'm going to answer three questions about personality. Listen closely. Question one. How do you see yourself? I am ambitious, self-confident, and generous. I'm also very impatient. Some people like me. Others think I'm arrogant or maybe aggressive. All right. In my answer, I have used some personality adjectives. Let's break down the vocabulary. Number one, I said, I am ambitious. What does ambitious mean? An ambitious person wants to be successful and reach the top. He or she loves improvement. I also said I am self-confident. What does it mean? It means that if you are self-confident, you do not doubt your skills and your talents. You are sure that you are good enough. I also said that I am generous. What does generous mean? A generous person is willing to help other people and likes to give more than they take. So, a generous person would give money to poor people because of their personality. They like giving more than they like taking or getting. Now, I also said I'm impatient. What does it mean? An impatient person cannot wait. They get angry if they wait for something for a long time. So, if you are impatient, you cannot wait. The opposite of impatient is patient. Someone who can wait calmly. So you can either be impatient or patient. I personally am very impatient. I cannot wait. And if I wait for something, I get angry. I also said I'm arrogant. What does arrogant mean? Arrogant people think that they are better than other people. A synonym for arrogant is proud. If you are arrogant, you are proud. If you are proud, you are arrogant. Nobody likes arrogant people. It is a negative personality trait. So if you say I'm arrogant, it's not good. It's bad. Another adjective I used was aggressive. Aggressive. An aggressive person is always angry and wants to argue. So if someone is aggressive, you should avoid them. They get angry really quickly and they always want to argue. They are aggressive. All right, now it's time for another question. Listen carefully. How would you describe yourself? I see myself as hardworking, honest, and tolerant of other people. You might probably think I'm a bit dull because I don't have much sense of humor. All right, now let's learn the vocabulary I used to answer this question. Number one, hardworking. What does it mean? A hardworking person is a person who works hard and who puts a lot of effort into what he or she does. A synonym for hardworking is industrious. Industrious, which means hardworking. Hardworking people are often successful. Another adjective was honest. Honest. An honest person never tells a lie. They tell the truth all the time. Honesty is a very important personality trait. You don't want to be friends with someone who isn't honest, right? Another adjective was tolerant. But what does it mean? A tolerant person accepts other people's ideas, even if they are against his or her own ideas. For example, I am a vegetarian, which means I only eat vegetables. A friend of mine loves hamburgers. I am tolerant. It doesn't matter that we have different opinions about eating meat. We can still go out and have dinner together. We just have to order separately. The next adjective I used was dull. Dull. But what does it mean? When we say somebody is dull, it means they are boring and not funny. Like my uncle, who tells the dullest jokes. I want to kill myself when I hear them. Last week, he told us this joke. What did the fish say when it hit the wall? Damn, it was so lame. Another adjective, or it's better to say phrase, that I used to describe my personality was have a good sense of humor. Have a good sense of humor. What does it mean? If you have a good sense of humor, it means that you can tell good jokes and make other people laugh. Have a good sense of humor is not an adjective. The adjective is humorous. But if you say that someone is humorous or someone has a good sense of humor, it means they are funny. and they can make others laugh. All right, now it's time for the third question, so listen carefully. How do you see yourself? I'm always cheerful and easygoing. I'm generally self-confident, but I can be insecure sometimes. Now, let's break down the vocabulary. Cheerful, what does it mean? A cheerful person is always happy and positive. You enjoy spending time with them because they cheer you up, which means they make you happy. Another adjective was easygoing. If a person is easygoing, it means that they don't care what other people are doing and they live their own life. They go easy on themselves. They are easygoing and they are pretty relaxed. Another adjective was insecure. Pay attention to the pronunciation. Insecure. It's not insecure. No, insecure. What does it mean? Insecure is the opposite of self-confident. So if you are insecure, you do not trust your skills and abilities. You don't think that you are good enough to do something. You doubt yourself. Another adjective is charming. Charming. If you are a charming person, it means that other people enjoy being around you because you are lovely and pleasant. You are charming. And that's it, guys. We have learned 15 adjectives in this article. And now, let's review them quickly. Number one, ambitious. Repeat after me. Ambitious. Number two, self-confident. Self-confident. Number three, generous. Generous. Number four, impatient. Impatient. Five, arrogant. Arrogant. Six, aggressive. Aggressive. Seven, hardworking. Hardworking. Eight, honest. Honest. Nine, tolerant. Tolerant. 10, dull. Dull. 11, humorous. Humorous. 12, cheerful. Cheerful. 13, easygoing. Easygoing. 14, insecure. Insecure. 15, charming. Charming. And that's it. Now I have a question for you. How would you describe yourself? And how do your friends see you? Think about the answer to this question. You can also leave a reply if you like. See ya!